WPTZ FM, Chinkintown, Philadelphia. Praise 103.9. It's a day where we celebrate the mind, body, and spirit. It's the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are at the right place at the right time. We've stopped the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. We want to hear from you. I am your host of Marriage Beyond the Vows here with my beautiful wife, Amaryllis. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We're talking about love, marriage, relationships, and how to be enriched and inspired towards growing in those relationships. Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more information, go to praisephilly.com. We also have here with us a very special friend, minister, professor, Michael Patterson. It's always great to work together. Mike Patterson is coming up from Atlanta, Georgia, to be a part of our event. Him and his beautiful wife, Sean. Man, we look forward to having you, man. We've been able to do a lot of work together, encouraging marriages around the country. I mean, we've even been out of the country together, haven't we?
That's right, brother. We went to the Bahamas, and it was incredible.
Man, the Bahamas, man. You know, the weather is like right down here. I can go for the Bahamas right now.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Let me know when we're headed back.
I know, man. I know. We'll do it sometime soon. But let me tell you something. Folks are right now, you know, I know many folks have already purchased their tickets. Our VIP tickets are all sold out. The rest of the general admission tickets are still available. So folks need to go ahead and go to praisephilly.com and you know, really secure their tickets. Someone called earlier and they're like, can we get tickets at the door? Let me tell you, you probably can, but I don't think you want to do that. You want to just make sure you're ready, you plan for it. You know, that's just the wise way to do it. But, Mike, what is inspiring you to come up and spend some time with us and be a part of this event?
What I appreciate is the emphasis you all put on loving God and being the best for one another. Mm. Unfortunately, there are just so many negative messages about marriages and relationships. In fact, there's a popular television on right now that has portrayed men so negatively. Mm. I won't say the name, but
I'm just
grateful for what you do, Marcos. And you always have great individuals on the panel, strong men who love and respect their wives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's sad, man? When you talk, going back to I appreciate your encouragement. Going back to television and the media, Hollywood and all, you know, every time you see a married couple, 99% of the time, there'll be some type of affair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're popular. These popular shows you're talking about, there's infidelity all over the place. I mean, it's just so sad. It's like that's what is in front of everyone. And very rarely do you see, you know, commitment, love, faithfulness being, you know, celebrated. And that's one of the things we want to do. But also, we want to give folks the tools to have these kind of relationships. Because let's be honest, a lot of us didn't grow up in homes where we had plenty of that. And so that's true. Usually kind of, you know, imitate what we've experienced ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Or even seen.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. That is very true.
And I know you spend a lot of time helping young men, you know, not just being a professor over at Morehouse, but you guys have a huge college campus ministry in your church, and you know, just giving back to these men, and you've been able to see that even some of your former students grow, get married, become Christians. I mean, changing their lives. It does take investment, and it doesn't take an older man just preaching at them and telling them what they need to do, or their mama telling them to go to church. They really need to see that example.
Yes,
and that's something I know you've done a great job of.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the encouragement, and what I realized in just talking to my students recently, one of my students told me he wants to be married and he never wants to be divorced.
That's
because
great.
He grew up in a household of divorce.
Hmm. Wow.
So he's 21 years old and he's hoping one day to find the right woman and spend the rest of his life with her.
You know what's crazy? Last week we stopped the hits and we interviewed a few of the NFL players, and one of them went ahead and shared how his father, he's really breaking the cycle. His father had 28 children, 27 children. And they're not, that's not even the official number. There may be more. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's not what I want. I want to be faithful to my wife. We just want to have our kids. We don't want our kids going out there and not even knowing who their father is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's just that that's so key. And I know your own brother, you know, played for years in the NFL, and you were able to really influence him and help him how to set the right foundation in getting married. We're going to have one of the NFL players now, Jason Avant. He's going to be on our panel. He's now with Kansas City, but he played for several years with the Eagles organization. And to know that, you know, these are some of the guys that we look to and they look like they have it all together. But the only reason that some of those guys are able to make it is because they decide to have the foundation on Jesus.
And that's inspirational.
And I know you've done a great job just inspiring other men that it can be done. Because you've been married how many years now, Mike?
September makes 25 years.
Come on.
25, man. Look at that.
25 years.
I remember. Awesome. I think I was there.
You were?
I think you were in the wedding.
I was in the wedding, man. I don't even think I had facial hair back then. Wow. That's going to be awesome, man. We really are looking forward to just having you. Now, let's just take a brief moment. We're going to go to our phone lines. We have a minister or the husband of a minister, or ex-husband. Let's figure out who it is here. I'm on line one, Minister X.
No, I am a minister.
Okay.
And my husband had that. Well, once I know it for sure, the second one I'm not for sure, but I did get a phone number.
Now, Minister, can you just speak a little louder? We're having a hard time hearing you. We heard you, but we just want to hear you a little louder, please.
Okay. I stated that I know for sure it was one time, and then the second time I just found a phone number, so I'm not sure about the second time.
Okay, so you're a minister. Is your husband a minister as well?
No, I am.
Okay, so you're as you're ministering, you know, the gospel to people, you've realized that your husband has been unfaithful to you.
Yes.
And so you can't trust them. Are you still together?
Yes.
Okay, so have you confronted him?
Wow.
Have you confronted him?
Yes, I have. He denies and denies and denies. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's the truth. It's the truth. Like, he's the type of person that puts things under the carpet, so to speak. Don't want to talk about it. Don't want to, you know, get open with this mess. I call it a big mess. But like I stated, he gave me a beautiful card. My birthday was in January. And then Valentine's Day, I got a beautiful card, and it says so much, and I want to believe it, but I'm having a hard time believing it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So basically, you that trust has been broken. You know, sounds like you're very certain that he has been unfaithful, and it was probably even more painful than the affair is the fact that he's just denying it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that hurts.
Now, Mike is on the line. Mike is a minister as well. He's a professor at Morehouse College. He's also, you know, he's trained me for years. He mentored me and encouraged me in my marriage, in my ministry. Mike, what do you think about that? What do you say to someone who, you know, obviously she's really trying to focus on doing the Lord's work, but her husband has been unfaithful but won't even admit to it?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that. And I know it's demonic attack when you're trying to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the devil just gets in the way. He wants to discourage us. But I always encourage whichever spouse is going through the challenge, make sure you take care of yourself emotionally and spiritually. Make sure you're getting your needs met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we can't be our best for our spouse if we're not healthy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's correct. For his birthday, I took him away to Las Vegas. I went to Hawaii on a cruise. So I'm always...
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
You still there?
We lose.
Wow. It sounds like we have a bad connection there. Minister, if you can, you know, try to call us back. For some reason, we lost you. Now, Mike, that's a really good point, you know, because sometimes what happens is we depend so much on our spouses that when things go south, it affects us so much that we stop taking care of ourselves. And that's the opposite of what we need to do.
Yeah, but even one of the things that she mentioned with what she does as a minister, there's a very few people that she could trust and talk to and be honest and be real and get healthy advice. And I think that is so crucial for her to have a circle of people that she trusts that will give her biblical sound advice that could get in there with the both of them.
Yeah, and I'm convinced of this. You know, the words you can't, you know, you do reap what you sow. Luke 12:3 says, what you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. What you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roof. And some versions say the rooftops. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, you know, the sin always comes out.
Right.
And we don't have to be the one to always expose it. God will do it. So what were you going to say, Mike?
Well, I think also you all offer a resource, because sometimes it's really hard to find the right people in your circle that you can trust.
It is.
That's right.
And sometimes we have to broaden our circle, and that's what I appreciate about this opportunity for us to grow in our marriage, and you all have professionals that you can point us to get additional help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Minister, I think she's back on the line. Minister? No, I guess not. For some reason, it seemed like we had a bad connection there. But, you know, it is true. There are so many folks, especially, you know, pastors, ministers, who feel like, you know what, we can't even share. And not just that, even sometimes just, you know, your average great Christian in the church, they've shared it and then people have treated them a certain way. So they don't feel safe. And so you're right. We do have a lot of resources, a lot of great people to connect people with, professional counselors, Christian counselors, you know, folks that even put together great events that are empowering and enriching for marriages. If you're just tuning in, I just want you to know we are stopping the hits. We've actually stopped the hits. We're going to keep going until 8 p.m. We're going to give you in just a moment an opportunity to win some more tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. So not yet, but in a moment, we will announce another opportunity for you to call in and get your tickets. For now, we want to have some great dialogue, some great conversation. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and with me here is my beautiful wife, Amaryllis, and also, Michael Patterson calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And by the way, he is coming as well to the Be Beautiful Expo here at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on March the 14th. We have Minister X back on the line. Are you there, Minister?
Yes, I am.
You know how the devil just loves to get in, you know, I think we have these demons that get in the technology. But it's good to have you back. So we were just saying how Michael Patterson was sharing how it's so important to take care of yourself during this time. So, Mike, go ahead and please finish that thought.
I think it's very important to find someone else that you can confide in and talk to with your various emotions and feelings. Because sometimes, and I felt this myself, I know something is going on, and the person I'm trying to help denies it, and you almost feel like you're crazy. And that's why it's so good to have someone else who's not connected to the situation, who can be objective and to make sure that whatever you're feeling is validated so you can continue to grow and be the best that God desires you to be.
Yes.
Now, Minister, are you and your husband planning to attend the expo?
We didn't buy a ticket yet, and I've been asking him. I would really, really would like to attend just so I can meet you all, because really, you have been a blessing to me, because I was on my way to get a divorce.
Wow.
And something that you said, and I said, okay, God, you know, and the lawyer called me back, so on and so forth, and I said, you know, I'm going to wait. And I have faith. I have more faith than a mustard seed, so I understand what God can do and what he has already done, you know, but I just need to have him to talk with someone that been there and know how to get him to confess and doing the right thing, doing the right thing at all times.
Well, it's important. In order to get healed, you got to come clean. And I think that you sound very gracious. I mean, obviously you had to work to that, but God used so much to help you. And I'm encouraged to know that some of the words that I was able to share that I believe, you know, God gave me to say were able to help you. Let me tell you, I would love to meet you and your husband. You have to come and introduce yourself. I mean, we want to meet you. And let me tell you what I'll do. If your husband is able to come, we'll set some time up just to meet with you separately.
Yes.
Like, we'll schedule a time face-to-face, you know, go have dinner or lunch or something. So please, you know, it'll be worth it. And that will be on us. So if you come, my wife and I would treat you and your husband to dinner or lunch or something just so we can get some time together.
Oh, wow.
So please,
get
your tickets. All right. So just don't forget, go to the website. It's praisephilly.com. Purchase your ticket, you know, make sure you're set. And we're going to be there for a while. We're going to do the workshop, but we're sticking around. We have a lot that we're going to do. We're trying to connect.
We'll be there all day.
So we'll be there pretty much all day. The doors, I've been, please don't quote me in this, I believe, because I don't want to get in trouble here. Believe doors open at 10 a.m. It might be even be earlier, but as far as I remember, they're 10 a.m. But you can get all the information there, and we're going to be there all the way, like pretty much the whole day. So, again, please go to praisephilly.com, get your tickets. Our workshop is going to be early the afternoon. We had a schedule for around 12. I think it's going to be at 12:30. But it's everything is happening in one big room. So the main stage, the big stage that we call it, where all the artists are performing, we're going to, just like we're stopping the hits now, we're going to stop the concert. We're going to have our event, mm-hmm. the panel, Marriage Beyond the Vows, and then we're going to stick around and connect with a lot of the couples.
Yes, and, you know, I go out to the ministries. I go out to the prison.
Wow.
And every time I go out and I leave my home, I says, okay, Lord, I'm doing your will,
mm-hmm.
and bless my house as I bless you. And I say this every day.
Amen. Amen. So please, you know, make sure you log on, get your tickets as soon as possible. And again, please introduce yourself and your husband to us.
I certainly will.
All right. Have a blessed night.
Looking forward
to
meeting you.
Thank you. Have a blessed night.
All right. You too.
Continue to do what you do because you sure are helping a lot of people.
Amen. Well, that refreshes our heart. I mean, let me tell you, you know, we love to give back. Mm-hmm. But when I hear that, you know, someone's on the brink of divorce, they're about to, I mean, the lawyer's calling her and she's like, nope, I heard something that Marco said. That got me to think I'm not going to divorce him.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
I want to say thank you for that.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. You inspired me. I'm inspired. All right. Thank you, Minister X. We really appreciate it. And I know you wanted to be anonymous, so thank you.
You're welcome. I'll tell you my name when I see you in person.
No problem. I figure you are. You're like, I'm Minister X. And then you tell me. All right. Well, have a blessed evening.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. So Mike, I mean, you know, those are the times that it just makes it worth our while what we do. You know, we get that from time to time, just folks saying, you know, you've helped save my marriage. I was about to give up.
You have individuals who have testimonies who've listened to your show and were on the brink of divorce and were able to get back on track.
Yes.
We absolutely have.
Even people that were not believers, that were not saved or had a relationship with God, that as a result of this program, have gotten back, you know, some people have had gotten baptized, gotten right with God, and now they are faithful to each other and happily married.
Let me tell you, I got one that was actually a psychiatrist, married for over 25 years. She was about to walk out of her husband. Her husband and I connected. We helped him. He became a Christian, a better husband. And she came to us and said, man, can you help us? Because this man is so different.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's amazing. So it is an amazing opportunity for us to give back. But also, let me tell you, you can get inspired just by hearing stories like this.
Yes.
And I understand, you know, sometimes people want to be anonymous. And, you know, this minister called and she's having a hard time in her marriage. But she's hanging in there. And she mm-hmm. knows God is bigger than her issues.
Yes.
Amen. That's powerful.
So,
but you know what?
And that's
something
what I
else?
Appreciate you all doing.
Yeah, something else that sometimes people think that they got to be doing bad and things got to be going sour in order to get help. Even if you're having a great marriage right now, come and get your marriage in power. Come and keep growing. I mean, I know that's for me right now. My husband and I, we are doing better than ever.
I don't know. You can say that to her. We really are. And you know what? Part of the secret of just doing well is making sure that you stay spiritual and focus on God and have other people in your life.
Yes.
You need that. You need people in your life.
And don't you recommend people investing in their marriage, going to workshops and classes like you all are offering?
Absolutely. Listen, $25 tickets. I mean, where else are you going to get everything? All the concerts, all the sessions. I mean, Kids Zone, you get an opportunity for the men are going to hang out in a man cave, connecting with folks. You get to meet us, our panelists. We're going to have Pastor Ted and Minister Dawn, Jason and Stacy Avant from Kansas City. But actually, he used to play with the Eagles. I mean, just so many people. Mike and Sean Patterson will be in the house. I mean, folks coming from D.C. Of course, we got the different concerts going on specifically. Fear from Praise, we're going to have Dorinda Clark-Cole, Vishawn Mitchell, J.J. Harrison. So we want to give folks an opportunity to win tickets. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you this number. We do this again, the 14th caller, because this will be on March the 14th. The 14th caller, you will win a pair of tickets for you and your spouse. How's that sound? So let me give you the number so you can go ahead and call. Be our 14th caller, 215-263-1039. 14th caller will win a pair of tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. So, Mike, we're going to go ahead and take a brief break, and we're going to encourage folks to call during this break. And then when we get back, we'll have some more conversation about love, relationships. We're even going to talk something about sex when we get back. So don't touch that dial.
Praise 103.9 is stopping the hits to give you a preview of the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop for our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. I am your host, the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows, Marcos Mercado, here with my beautiful wife, Amaryllis. We want you to go ahead and give us a call. Let's have some great conversation. 215-263-1039. Yes, you heard correctly. We are stopping the hits until 8 p.m. tonight, talking about our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, which will be on Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Don't wait. Go ahead and get your tickets, praisephilly.com. So right before the break, we were having a great conversation with Michael Patterson calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Mike Patterson is a lead minister. He is a professor at Morehouse College. My wife and I are so grateful to have him and his wife, Sean, as part of our lives. We've known each other for over 25 years. And we've just had so many opportunities to work together and encourage other couples. We've been to the Bahamas doing workshops together, and he will and his wife will be up to Philadelphia. They'll be coming up for the Be Beautiful Expo. Mike, welcome back.
Well, thank you. We are looking forward to spending time with you all.
I know. And, you know, right before the break, we announced, you know, we were going to give away a pair of tickets to the 14th caller. And so we just want to bring in our 14th caller. Welcome.
Hello?
This is for the 14th caller. Welcome. You've won a pair of tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Michael Thomas, and I'm calling from Bensalem, PA.
All right. And do you know that you actually, Michael Thomas, you won the tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo for you and your wife?
Hey, man, we are so happy.
All right. Is that your wife in the background rejoicing?
Amen.
There you go. God heard you. You know what? You know that 13th caller and you right there, and then God just bam, put you right through.
Man, that was awesome because I went to my car and I turned on the radio and I heard you guys and I heard you talking about Valentine's Day and how much was spent.
Mm.
And I was going to buy my wife. I said, baby, I should buy tickets to the Be Beautiful.
So we don't want to stop you from. So you know what? Forget it. We'll give the tickets to someone else, and we'll let you buy your tickets. How's that?
All right, sounds good.
Listen, put your wife on the line.
No matter what,
your wife.
Were calling. I said, God, we want to go to this, and we thank you for our call going through in the name of Jesus Christ. And his phone went straight there.
So what are you looking forward to at this expo? Because you've been hearing us talking about it. Michael Patterson's actually on the line. He's coming up with his wife. They're actually going to bring some folks with them to Philadelphia from Atlanta, Georgia. We got folks coming from New York City. We got folks coming from D.C. Where are you guys? You're from Bensalem, so the northeast of Philadelphia. What are you looking forward to at this expo?
What we're looking for, we've in our marriage, we've been married like 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've been through a lot of different challenges in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to really grow. Both of us are believers, and we really want to build our marriage that we can be able to reach out first for ourselves and doing what God wants for us, and then be able to reach out to others.
And we have a wellness center, and we deal with a lot of couples, too.
Mm. Wow. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So look, if you have us here on the line, we have just a few brief minutes before we get to the next callers. You have any question for us?
No questions. We're still so excited. But we have been dealing with a situation in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to counseling
at
this time for it, because one of the things that I've been saying is I'm not going to allow the enemy to tear up, you know, our relationship, mm-hmm. because my husband is my best friend as well.
Amen.
And so I know that, you know, that there are fiery darts,
yes.
you know, that the enemy will shoot, you know, because he don't like unity. And so, you know, we've been sharing word with others, and you know, he attacked our marriage.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we just said that, you know, instead of leaning on our own, our understanding,
sure.
you know, we're just going to seek God and really put him first and
amen.
Get counseling for this.
Wow.
And so that's what we've been doing.
Amen. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, we absolutely believe couples need to humble themselves and just say, hey, we just need help.
Yes.
You know, not trying to make it work on their own.
No, not at all.
Because, right. you know, you should at some point, I believe you continue to grow, but it's always good to get, you know, an objective perspective, a mm-hmm. spiritual perspective from someone else to say, hey, I see this and I'm not going to take sides, but these are the areas that you both need to change.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
So excellent.
Right.
Excellent. So what is your favorite station?
103.9.
All right. Well, welcome. We can't wait to meet you. Please introduce yourselves to us on March the 14th.
Yes.
Stay on the line. You got to make sure you connect with our producer, Larry Fowler, who will get all your information and make sure you can get your tickets, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Great.
We look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Well, thank you both, and God bless you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so Mike, you know, I love it. You know, you should have heard it. You know, they're just rejoicing. They prayed the prayer and God answered it. So, you know, there are going to be so many people there looking to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we'll be able to deliver, Mike?
Well, I want to, first of all, say I'm so inspired by Brother Thomas making the phone call and mm-hmm. being on the phone.
Absolutely.
Many times it's wives who are dragging their husbands to take an interest in the marriage. So
say
I
that again.
I love it.
Say it again.
You know,
Mike.
I love when I hear couples calling together.
I was inspired that he was leading the way about it. Hey, I wanted to come, even if I had to buy tickets.
Yes.
So I want to challenge all the men listening. Lead the way, brothers. Let's get our wives to this event and encourage them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And I know you're coming. You're bringing your wife. And I think you're even bringing some other folks with you. We'll be praying about
that's
that.
That's what we're working on. Yeah, please keep it in your prayers.
Oh, I think so, man. And you know what's going to be awesome about this one? And let me just switch gears for a minute. You know, in the past, we've had these powerful, powerful workshops. And what we previously called the Inspiration and Music Conference. And let me tell you, anyone who's ever been a part of it, you've known it's top quality.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the vision was to merge with the other stations. And so as Christians, we're going to have an opportunity to shine the way the light needs to shine. And you're going to have some folks that, you know, probably are coming. We're definitely going to have the folks from this station that are coming because they want to get inspired. But you're going to have those folks that probably just come in for an R&B concert or mm-hmm. a hip-hop concert, and they're going to hear something, or they're going to hear what couples are sharing, what the panelists are sharing. And we're going to have an opportunity to shine our light and meet them where
yes.
they need to be met. And I think we just got to, you know, we've done that, right, Mike? We've had events where we feel like we're one of the few Christians in the circle, but we've been able to influence folks.
And build some great relationships, long-lasting relationships. I think it's important that we don't get so spiritual that we can't connect with the world.
Yes.
I know. So let me tell you, man, I believe this. If there was a Be Beautiful Expo 2,000 years ago, I believe Jesus would be there preaching the word.
Come on.
Oh, he would have been there.
He would have been in the house.
There.
He would have been there with the sinners. And people would be like, what? We're hanging out with the people from the old school hip-hop. Yep. And we're preaching about Jesus. And we're sharing our testimony. So that's great. So, Mike, before you go, anything you want to inspire? We got literally 59 seconds before we go back to our next commercial break. Anything you want to share with our listeners?
I just want to share with the listeners that this is a great opportunity that they have in their area, and please take advantage of it. And I believe that marriages will be transformed and marriages will be saved, because there are just so many obstacles that we all face on a daily basis, and we need that encouragement.
And I think even as we had our previous callers that was anonymous, Minister X, and she said she was about to file for divorce, her attorney called, and then she heard me on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe there are going to be some couples who are hanging by a thread. They're going to come. They're going to hear something, and they're going to be like, wow, we can save our marriage.
Yes.
So, amen, brother. We're looking forward to it, It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very inspiring. So, everyone, make sure you log in to PhillyPraisePhilly.com to get your tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo. Mike, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be back in just a moment. Everyone else, let's have some great conversation. Give us a call at 215-263-1039. Love you, Brother Patterson. We'll see you soon. All right, we lost him, but we are going to come back, and we're going to talk about a little bit deeper, some more a conversation about sex and sexless marriages, mm-hmm. which we're going to touch on at the event. We got to go there. Let's be honest here. You know, here's the problem. You get couples who are not married, you know, fornicating, giving into sin, and then you got folks who are saved who should be in the bed enjoying it and are not. So we're going to definitely talk about that. I believe we're about to take another break. Is that correct? So we're going to take a brief break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have this great conversation. But again, we encourage you to call 215-263-1039 and get in on the conversation.
Praise 103.9 is stopping the hits to give you a preview of the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop for our Be Beautiful Expo 2015, Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more details, go to praisephilly.com.
Ha-ha, yes, we're stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, with my beautiful wife, Amaryllis. We're talking about marriage beyond the vows at the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Yes, at the Be Beautiful Expo 2015, which is Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Don't wait. Go to praisephilly.com. So we have a few minutes left here as we've stopped the hits on our station. We have Michael Patterson calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a good friend and mentor, also a professor at Morehouse College. He's going to be in the house with his beautiful wife. They have some people coming up from Atlanta, Georgia. We also got folks coming from the D.C. area, from New York City, from all around. The question is, are you going to be in the house for the Be Beautiful Expo? Mm-hmm. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
I was almost saying goodbye to you, but you know what? We just got a phone call. We're going to get Barb in. Barb is calling in from the Philadelphia area, and she actually wants to talk about a situation in her relationship. Barb?
Okay.
Hi. How are you? You're live on the air with Praise.
Hello. I've been listening to you, and you're a real blessing. What happened is I'm a believer in Christ, and I've known the Lord for years. I've had a marriage then. I tried to work on it for the longest, over 30 years. And I got myself trapped into a relationship I shouldn't be in. And I'm starting to look into trouble. I'm going to a counselor now. She's a group meeting. I'm just having so much trouble getting through this and getting out of it.
So Barb, what happened? You stepped out on your marriage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you currently in that relationship, you know, currently?
Yes.
Okay.
And I am trying to fight a long time to make our marriage work. And I wanted counseling and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm learning to accept God's love to me.
Yeah.
And I'm learning believe that the 30 years of walking with Christ, you still love me. But I'm having trouble getting through this, and I'm scared.
Yeah. So
I'm having trouble getting through this, and I'm scared. I don't want it to end that.
Mm-hmm. So is your husband aware about this relationship you're having?
Yes. He might ask her, but he doesn't know it.
Something I want to interject for a minute, Barb. You know, it's very common, and I'm going to say this. It might even sound controversial, but it's very common for folks who step out in their marriage to be torn with the love that they feel. Like, they feel like they still want to love their spouse, but they're in love with someone else. And it's possible that now you're torn. And I tell you, really, the obedience for Christ is going to have to be stronger than your emotions.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, Lord. You know what? I'm remembering the scripture that sin keeps me from the Bible and the Bible keeps me from sin. And I'm trying to force myself back into the scriptures.
So what do you think is going to take for you to cut off that relationship?
Sometimes I think I need to go away, but I don't know if I do. Sometimes I think I need to go away somewhere. I don't know.
Okay.
I just have this cool idea. I don't know what to do.
You could go away, but that will go with you.
I can get another job, but then I can change my phone. Still can pick up.
Well, the real question, Barb, is what do you want to do?
That's the question.
Honor God.
You want to honor God? Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? I can tell you're struggling, and I tell you, if you weren't fighting this, you wouldn't be on the phone.
And you wouldn't be crying.
I'm afraid of the pain, and I'm going to have to go through the window.
Well, here's the thing. You're either going to have the pain now or the pain later.
Yeah, someone said minor surgery or major surgery.
Yes.
I love it. That's even better put than I can say, right? But you're going to suffer the pain either way. And those are the consequences, you know, of sin. It's interesting. I was reading today, and in the scriptures, there are many examples of passages where Jesus healed people. And in some of those cases, there was what we call collateral damage. He healed a demon-possessed man, and those demons wanted to go into the pigs. So 2,000 pigs died.
Yes.
Now, that man was healed, but guess what? Somebody lost 2,000 pigs, and the people that had jobs taking care of those pigs lost their jobs too. And so the blessing hurt people. And I think when we're in sin and God redeems us, there will be collateral damage. But let me tell you, the pain that you're going to go through in repentance, it's nothing compared to the pain of being disobedient to God.
Right. And I don't want to destroy myself because of this either.
Absolutely. But Mike, what do you think? I mean, we have Michael Patterson on the phone. He's helped a lot of couples through infidelity.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I was having a hard time understanding her. It was a little distorted.
Okay.
So I could
tell you.
Amaryllis, from a sister's perspective, I think you could help.
Absolutely.
Definitely, yeah. Barb, are you coming on March 14th?
Well, I was calling the other thing around. I was wondering, is there anything in that program that's going to help me?
Definitely.
Well, I tell you what, I can guarantee that this would help you.
Yes.
We can have a deeper conversation than we can have
on the
phone. In
person, yes.
And I know I'm wrong. I know it. But that's not up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that the main thing, Barbara, you need help spiritually to do what is right. Not emotionally, but spiritually. To be led to the scripture and to be encouraged to do in what is right, obedient towards Christ.
And I know the scriptures, I've taught the scriptures have helped people, what witness the people.
Yeah. Yeah. So Barb, this is what we want to do, and it's an offer that I've given to others. I would love to meet you in person and even bring your husband. But you guys come meet us face to face, and we can set up some time just to talk individually and more privately than on the air.
Yes.
You don't believe in telling people's business.
I'm sorry?
You don't believe in telling people his business.
That's okay. He doesn't have to tell people his business. But you know what? You can come and introduce yourself. You can speak. He doesn't have to share a lot.
Yes.
And here it is. It's like, look at it like this. If you had a cancer and you have a pain or some kind of lump and you go to your doctor and you don't want to tell him what's going on, you'll never get healed. But if you go there and you say, listen, I have this concern, this is going on, then you can get all the help that you need.
Yes.
All right. So convince your husband for that. But even if he's, look, just we want to see you there. And we would love to talk to you face to face. Okay. All right.
We want to reach out to you. I definitely feel, I feel compelled. I wish that I could give you a hug right now. So please, we could figure out a way how you and I could talk some more.
All right, so do this, Barb. Just give your information to our producer, Larry, and then we'll connect you with Amaryllis so you guys can have some more conversation. And then hopefully we'll get to able to see you in person on March the 14th as well, okay? All right, thank you so much, Barb. Stay strong. I know you're fighting. You keep the fight. All right. Well, you're listening to Stopping the Hits here, Marriage Beyond the Vows, here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. We just have a few minutes left, and we're going to have an opportunity to just take a few more calls. So if you've not done this yet, we encourage you, pick up your phone, go to 215-263-1039, and also log on to praisephilly.com and get your tickets. We're going to go to line three, where we have Brother H calling from New Jersey. Brother H, welcome. You're live on the air.
Good evening. Thank you so much for what you guys do. I'm a single man, so I know this program is tailored for married folks, but I just was curious. My lady and I, we're very committed, and you know, I'm making plans to propose and get married in the next year.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. My question to you is a two-part question. What is an advice you can give me as a man, as a Christian man, to lead when we get to that point of marriage, even now, even as we're in a committed relationship, to lead, or do I know I don't have a covering over her? And also, recently we both decided something that was on my heart, and eventually the Lord put it on our heart, and she came to obedience to abstain from sex until we are married, because we realized that we're withholding the blessings that we've had. Mind you, we've been together for 10 years. So what advice would you give us? You know, I want to get to know her intimately more and get to know her spiritually and all that stuff. So what advice would you give me single people?
Good questions. And by the way, we have a ton of singles. I mean, it's hard to calculate exactly, but we think about 50% of our listeners are single. Either if they're wanting to get married, they're in a committed relationship like yours, they're just searching, they want to learn, or they've been married and now they're single. But I think, Brother H, first of all, let me commend you for taking that stand and even for calling in. That's awesome. You know, that's called repentance. And what you said is so deep. You want the blessings from God. Well, we have to be obedient. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there are a lot of things we want, but are we willing to pay the price? And part of paying the price for a marriage is setting the solid foundation that your marriage, your future marriage, will be built on, which is that reverence for Christ. You know, in Ephesians 5, it talks about submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, we're not going to do this. Now, 10 years is a long time. Let me just ask, how old are you?
I'm 27.
So you're 27. So you've been together since you were teenagers. You were 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you weren't always doing it the right way. What inspired you? At what moment did you say, you know, you felt like you got convicted to say, hey, we're going to abstain from sex. We're going to be celibate. What inspired you to do that?
Well, for us, it's been an ongoing thing since we were in college. You know, we tried, but I came back to the Lord in 2007, and I knew it wasn't what the Lord wanted us to do.
Okay.
But she was saved. She's saved. But I understand everybody's journey is different. So she wasn't at that point of conviction.
Okay.
But it will always come back. That theme will always come back. So I've been praying about it for the last 6 months that the Lord will. What I told her was that I want to take that stance, but I promised her that I'm willing to wait until the Lord has convicted her for her to take that stance with me. And God has been so good that you know, a couple of weeks ago, she started talking about it and wanted us to do it. And so I'm excited, although at the same time, sometimes I hear the voice of the devil saying that, well, you're not going to know her intimately, and I rebuke that. Just wanted to, I guess, encouraging words from you guys since you've been doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mike, did you get to hear what Brother H was sharing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm encouraged by Brother H's conviction. And I just want to ask you, do you have a strong spiritual man in your life that you can get some help from?
Yes. I have about three strong spiritual godly men in my life that I have been speaking into my life and her as well. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah.
Amen. And I think that's where it starts. I'm going to share a quick story with you. And Mike and his wife, Sean, were very instrumental in helping my wife and I get ready for marriage.
Yes.
You know, they were close to the both of us, but Mike and I go way back. And as a matter of fact, Mike counseled me through other relationships. It was a relationship I had previous to meeting my wife. And I was dating this young lady, and I thought maybe she was going to be the one. But as I got input from men in my life, including Mike, he was like, I don't think so. And he wasn't saying no. It wasn't like I needed permission. He was my big brother and my mentor. But this is one of the things he said. He said to me, he said, Marcos, I know you're a spiritual man and you're going to lead her. You're going to lead your wife. However, this woman, he, you know, it's like we knew her faults. I got to know her. And this woman might really limit what you'd be able to do for God. And I that's all he had to say, because I didn't want to limit what I was going to do for the Lord. So my prayer became, God, lead me to someone, bring me someone that I can spend the rest of my life with, that we can be better for you. Mm. And so when I met Amaryllis, I remember asking Mike what he thought. And he said, this is literally what he said. He's like, Amaryllis is as good as they come. She's one of the best that I've seen. Just a heart of gold, loves people, loves God, and loves you. And I mean, that's all. And so I think getting that influence and that input first, and making sure that those brothers are honest with you, what they really think about this relationship. And then after that, it's just setting the right foundation, saying, hey, we're going to get some premarital counseling. We're going to invest in this marriage even before it's a marriage.
Yes.
So, for example, Brother H, are we going to see you at the March the 14th event, the Be Beautiful Expo?
I will do my best to be there. My job, I travel sometimes.
But okay, well, tell them you're going to invest in your marriage that weekend.
Yeah, I'll do my best to be there.
And they're going to be like, what, you getting married? It's like, yeah, I'm planning on it. And because you know what? All jokes aside, I mean, the investing in your relationship starts now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, sometimes the mistake we make is we invest when it's too late. So, Brother H, think of it like this. If you get a brand new car, but you never change the oil, you never get it serviced, what do you think is going to happen down the road?
It'll break down.
Yeah. But what about if you keep that, you treasure that car, and 25 years later, you have it in mint condition? What do you think will happen?
It'll be good to me.
Not only that, it actually might be more valuable than it was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it'll become a classic, right? And they'll be like, wow, look at that. That's how our marriages should be. We should take so good care of it. The Bible says that our job is to present our wives radiant and beautiful. So the way what you're doing now, you know, taking that vow of celibacy, leading your future wife spiritually, you got to look down the road. Your responsibility is to present her radiant and blameless without any blemish. So I think you're taking the right steps. I just want to encourage you to keep doing that as you get closer to your relationship, closer to marriage.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too, Brother H. We really appreciate your call. And look, we look forward to seeing you on March the 14th. Pray about it, man. Take the day off.
All right.
Absolutely. So, Mike, we literally have 3 minutes left here before we go. Is there anything you want to share with our listeners that maybe would inspire them to make sure that they attend on Saturday, March the 14th, the Be Beautiful Expo?
Well, I think that analogy you just gave about the car, and how we will value what God has given us today and in the future, it will become even more precious. It sounds like this Saturday 14th is a great opportunity to reinvest in our marriages. Yes.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the station has done a great job in making the entrance fee very affordable. Literally, it's $25 to get in, and you have access to everything, including our Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop. So
is it? I mean, in the city of Philadelphia, you can get all of that entertainment and have great fellowship and
everything.
And meet new people for $25.
Absolutely, yes. Man. I tell you, they've done a great job. They got a ton of vendors. They got a ton of sponsors. And really, the goal is not so much, hey, let's make a bunch of money off of this, you know, per ticket, but let's get as many people as possible. I believe right now, you know, the tickets are being sold left and right, but literally there'll be thousands and thousands of people there. And from where I sit, I already even know, you know, folks like you coming from Atlanta, Georgia, folks coming from Maryland, from D.C., from New York City. So people are coming from all over the place. So the folks that are already in Philly, I mean, it's really a no-brainer. Just get your ticket and come down to the city.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a tremendous time. I know we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man.
Definitely. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, man. So we'll talk some more off air, but thank you so much for joining us as we stop the hits here on Praise 103.9. We really appreciate it.
Man, thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to seeing you all in a couple of weeks.
All right, man. Well, give our love to Sean. God bless.
All right, honey.
So we got a few minutes here before we go. Anything you want to encourage our listeners before we go?
You know what? I think the main thing is you get to hear an opportunity on Saturday morning most of the time, and now stopping the hits to be able to hear you is come on the 14th, and we will promise you not only that you're going to get to see alive Marriage Beyond the Vows, but that we will take time to take a genuine interest in your relationship.
Mm.
You know, so I want to encourage you, just come, get your ticket, don't wait, meet us, and it doesn't matter where you are in your relationship.
That's right. So married, single, struggling, thriving, we absolutely want to meet you in person. Where are you going to be on Saturday, March the 14th? Hopefully at the Be Beautiful Expo 2015 at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more information, go to praisephilly.com. Don't forget, this Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we'll be back with Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.